you've experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 4 million Americans, but less than 20% have been diagnosed. Visit cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. I'd also like to mention that you know that business suit, the one you wore for the important presentation, that suit changed your life. But last month, your office went casual, and the only thing that suit sees now is the back of your closet. Well, don't worry, that suit can still change somebody's life. Just donate it to Goodwill. Your donation to Goodwill creates new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people right in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff, create jobs, Goodwill. A message from Goodwill and WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next, we have Like a Rolling Stone by Mick Ronson from his album Heaven and Hole. Many listeners may know Mick Ronson as one of the guitar players in David Bowie's band The Spiders from Mars in that Ziggy phase. At least that's how I've heard about him.
Thank you.
Hello, Pittsburgh. It's just after 10 p.m., and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. This show is Courts in Session, usually hosted by your Rocket attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. But he's out doing real attorney work. I'm DJ Addy, the host of From the Basement, which starts in just about a half an hour here, still on WRCT Pittsburgh. Don't touch that dial at 10:30. Stay tuned for a mix of alternative, indie, and rock for the first half an hour until 11 p.m., roughly, when we switch it to a more electronic kind of sound. For now, here's some more rock and roll. The Golden Age of Rock and Roll, that is, by Mott the Hoople from their album The Hoople. Mentioned a few times that I'm a big fan of David Bowie. One of my favorite periods of his is when he was in Berlin in the 70s, working heavily with producer and musician Brian Eno, which inspired me to check out some of Brian Eno's stuff. I liked a lot of his solo albums, but I was curious how we got his start, how we got big in music, and I found that he really got his start as the keys player in Roxy Music. So here's Roxy Music song, All I Want Is You, from the album Country Life. Years.
should I try to talk correct like they do in other scenes? Say no more about imagery. You're starting to confuse. Just make enough for love for romance. Of course I can't refuse. All I want is you.
Up next, we've got Ammonia Avenue by the Alan Parsons Project. If you're a Kanye West fan, you might notice a familiar sample partway through this song. Kanye West sampled the piece of this instrumental for his song Heartless from the album 808s and Heartbreak.
Is there no sign of light as we stand in the darkness, watching the sun rise? Is there no sign of life as we gaze at the waters into the stranger's eyes? And who are we to criticize or scorn the things that they do? For we shall see and we shall find ammonia. If we call for the proof and we question the answers, only the doubt will grow. Are we blind to the truth or a sign to believe in? Only the wise will know. Remain behind to pray. when you can't hear the rhyme and you can't see the reason, why should the hope remain? For a man will be tired and his soul will grow weary, living his life in vain. And who are we to justify the right in all we do? Until we see, until we find ammonia
Listeners are, again, contacting us via telephone asking, was that a Kanye sample I heard? Yes, it was that little flute sample that we heard in between a couple parts of the song. Our second to last song of the night, we got a long one planned for the end. This is Youth Decay by Sleater-Kinney from their album All Hands on the Bad One. All the way back from 2000. One half of Sleater-Kinney is musician and actress Carrie Brownstein, who you may recognize from the popular sketch comedy show Portlandia. Times earlier in this show, I mentioned that when he comes back next week, your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Larry, is coming back with a big tribute show for Gary Rossington, the last surviving member of the original band of Lynyrd Skynyrd, who recently died in the last couple weeks, about 2 weeks ago. And so Eric's going to come back with a big tribute show for celebrating the life of Gary. And so, as a preview, he's asked me to play a live version of their most famous song, Free Bird. This one was recorded live at the Fox Theater in Atlanta in 1776. So this is a longer one. It'll take us to the end of the show at 10:30, but don't touch that dial. My show, From the Basement, starts at 10:30, so we'll jump right from Lynyrd Skynyrd into From the Basement at 10:30.
Stay here with you now. just couldn't be the same. We'll be right back.
And with that, Courts in Session is now Courts Adjourned. You're now tuned in to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm your host, DJ Addy, starting you off once more with a new-ish Ice Age song, Sociopath Boogie. Thanks for tuning in to Courts in Session. Eric, as I mentioned, will be back next week, hopefully coming back from the big jury trial with a big win. You can read about it in the media if you're curious, but he'll be back as usual next Thursday at 8 p.m.
Take myself.
This is "And Me" by Dinosaur Jr. from their 2021 album, Sweep It Into Space. In addition to Quartz in Session and From the Basement, we've got lots of other great shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh, such as Yogi Jogi. Here and there, everywhere, from Korean Deep House to Chinese Shoegaze, everything, here and there, everywhere, every Sunday, from 4 to 5 p.m., only on WRCT. And Saturday Night Fever, join the smooth operator for 2 hours of jazz funk, disco, smooth soul, and more. Dance the night away every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., bringing the soul back to Pittsburgh only on WRCT 88.3 FM. Folks, I really encourage you to tune into that one. I tune into it every Saturday that I can, and it's one of my favorite radio shows, if not the favorite. Mr. Smooth Operator himself is in the other room. I can't see him, he's blocked by a poster, but he usually smiles. He's listening. This is a good one. It's my favorite, one of my favorite covers. This is The Cure covering David Bowie's Young Americans, the title track of the Young Americans album, where he went to Philadelphia and made soul music for a bit. You may catch that the bass line is inspired by The Wedding, one of Bowie's songs from the 1993 album Black Tie Night White Noise, in commemoration of his marriage the year before to Somali supermodel Iman. Showing nothing is oops and the sun she comes where the zero's gone.
For just these 20 years to have to die for the 50 more. The Young American. Oh, right.
Stated, you got me weak in the knees. It's not wise, but I.
was Carolyn's Fingers by Cocktoo Twins from Bluebell Knoll, preceded by 30 Degrees by Dumb from their latest album, Pray for Tomorrow. And this is the first track of Scott Turner and Friends' latest album, It Was Cool, title of the track being I Don't Know How It Works. This is an interesting band. The DJ who reviewed it said they couldn't even find them on Bandcamp or Discogs, although they do have merch and a website. So, a hard-to-find band, that is.
I think she's holding steady, but she's about to blow. I'm no fortune teller, but when the light is lit, I don't know how it works, but I know how to use it like a heart. You didn't mean to break, but you know you made a big mistake.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This next one has been stuck in my head all day. This is Eat Shiitake Mushrooms by Let's Eat Grandma from their debut album I, Gemini.
Intoxicated with an electric infusion, it's a cicada, whatever chapter of music was syncopated, cause I remember where to go, getting in the zone, move your body and I hit my hip bone, and it was like yo, as I've been living in a buttoned up world, a bottle top girl, but a scotch flavour covered in grazers, come up with excuses that are bruises in the making, carry on crazy, tripping on papers, but I got bubblegum stuck to my trainers, a melody rarity for the flow, I hit it down the hill, I came a gobble gobble dies, I capitate my toe. It's now stuck in this crazy way. charm me with your glow. You were covered in snow, but you made it now.
It is just about 11 p.m. here in the Eastern Time Zone, and regular listeners of this show know that that means it's time for the nightly 11 p.m. review of WRCT's music and radio calendars for just a few minutes before we get back to the music of going over some ongoing and upcoming local musical and cultural events. First up on the radio calendar at Liberty Magic, Liberty Magic presents magician Noah Sony, who blends a love for modern magic and mind reading with quick-witted humor and charm in his new magic show called Trust No One from March 1st through April 9th. Also, Mr. Misato conducts his School of Magic for the Young and Young at Heart, where he brings a fresh new take on the age-old art of prestidigitation. Performances are family-friendly Sunday matinee presentation every Sunday until March 26th. Trust No One is March 1st through April 9th, and School of Magic for the Young and Young at Heart is every Sunday through March 26th, both at 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, visit trustarts.org. And from the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, 820 Liberty Gallery Exploration of Color 2.0, a retrospective of works by Joanne Bates. Explorations of Color 2.0 is a series of mixed media prints with textual statements that represent the culmination of Joanne Bates' life experiences, with a lens placed on the injustices experienced by young African Americans. Joanne's constant exploration and manipulation of print material speaks to the value process that affects collective and individual transformation. On display now through April 30th at 820 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information about that, you can also find it on trustarts.org. And going over to the music calendar before we get back into the music, going for some more electronic songs in the second half of today's program, as usual. Tomorrow, Friday, March 17th at 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, you can find The Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis performing. Later that evening, 9 p.m. at Thunderbird Cafe in Lawrenceville, you can find BC and MC Fava with Partners in Crime and Joe.EP performing. The next day, this Saturday, March 18th, 7 p.m. at Stage AE, you can find Kelsey Ballerini with George Webster performing in support. On the South Side on Saturday at 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, you can find the Dirty Grass Players St. Patrick's Day Celebration. Certainly expecting to see lots of St. Patrick's Celebration on the South Side of Pittsburgh this weekend. Stay safe. Stay vigilant if you're going to go down there. I understand it's very active around the St. Patrick's Day holiday. Later that night at the Roxy Inn in McKees Rocks, you can find Slacker University with Disco Lions. And then finally, next week, Tuesday, the 21st of March, at 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, you can find An Evening with Yo La Tengo. And one more next Wednesday, the 22nd at 6:30 p.m., also at the Roxy Inn in McKees Rocks. Spitalfield is opening for Hawthorne Heights and Armor for Sleep. So that was WRCT's music and radio calendars. If you or your organization would like to post an event on our calendar, please send an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Please send those notices at least 1 week in advance of the event, including the date and venue, artist name, and a short description of the event. You can also find this information online, in addition to just hearing it from me, at wrct.org/events. All right, getting back to the music, our transition into the more electronic section is another one from CFCF. I've been playing a decent amount of them over the last couple months. They make a lot of good stuff. This is Exercise Number 5, September, from the collection Exercises, all the way back from 2012.